your favorite comedian Anthony Rogers live in his tour bus. Yeah. But also, you need to get a beard like this. People have been talking. They said your shit looks whack. It looks weird. They can't tell your pronouns. You need to get a beard like this right now. And the only way to do that is by using Luxurious Bastard Beard Oil. Great smell, great function, great everything. Just get this. And there's directions on how to use it if you know how to read. But use the link in the description. Go to the website. Use promo code LEGENDARY. Get a discount. Do it. Thank you. Boom.
I'm Dennis with the Anthony Rogers Show podcast. My question for you is, what would you do if you became president to help the working class?
Well, you know, I think the principal thing right now is housing. That the price of housing is going up and it's beyond the reach of most American families.
Along with oil and gas and food.
Yeah. Inflation is hurting everybody. And inflation is more complex. Mm-hmm. I can't say that I'm going to stop inflation overnight. What I can say is that I'm going to stop the long-term cause of inflation. I'm going to unravel a war machine. I'm going to reduce dramatically healthcare costs by ending the chronic disease.
Welcome back to the greatest show in the entire universe. I hope you're enjoying the end of the world. It's been a great day so far. How are you, Nikki?
Hi, I'm good.
Good. We got a big show tonight. We have a guest from one of these shows on Rumble. It's pretty good. I've been watching a little bit, been tearing through since I heard about it. It's called Talk Nerdy to Me. The host's name is Voss. He's on screen now. How you doing, brother?
Hey, what up, man? Thanks for having me. Appreciate
talk
it.
Talk Dirty to Me. I didn't know that was the name of the show. That's awesome.
Well, it was Talk Dirty, and then we scratched off the dirty and we changed it to nerdy so we could talk about
love it.
Dude, I could see your face during the intro, man. And it's like funny. You looked like you're like laughing during like my commercial part. And then when Robert F. Kennedy came on, you looked like you're cringing. And I'm like, as long as you wouldn't cringe during my part, I'm cool. You know, I'm like
No, I love that. I was watching your show yesterday and I was cracking up, dying laughing with that intro. And I was the whole time I'm thinking, man, like, holy shit, dude, that's the sickest playoff hockey beard I've ever seen. I gotta figure out like how long did it take you to grow that out? It's wild. I love it.
Dude, man, like it took a long time of doing nothing, you know, just about 9 years of not grooming, you know. But dude, you cover a lot of cool stuff, man. Like I like that your content what strikes me as different and interesting about your content, to be honest, man, is that it's like intelligent. It's not like it's not like a lot of YouTube, for example, is like a lot of like immoral little kids like trying to like just like, I don't know, like I watched this one kid like pretend to catch a football and it hit a baby, and I'm just like what is, and that, and it's just like, what is going on, man? And you're like talking about some deep stuff, some good stuff, and then like and you're fast, and like I definitely think it's time for influencers to be intelligent, and I hate the term influencer anyway, like show host to be like intelligent. I definitely appreciate and respect that, man. When I was tearing through your content, man, like,
thanks, man, I appreciate it. You know, I really just started that show really just for, it was for information, because I would run into a lot of issues with clients, because I own an IT company and we work with small and medium businesses primarily. And a lot of this stuff is pretty complicated. So I try to like sum it up and make it digestible for just like your average person to understand. Really, I try to understand that there's a lot of risk out there, and try to give them little tidbits on what to look out for, just things to be aware of. Because it's, some of the stuff's extremely complicated and there's just a ton of it coming at us all the time. And I'm usually reading this stuff and looking at it and trying to protect customers from these threats. So
are you like analyzing data?
No, it's more of just it's more of just all the different data breaches and things like that, trying to tell people like kind of what's going on out there, what's happening.
Okay. Like with AI and stuff like that?
Yeah, because like that's what we're seeing now with this AI. They're using that to create like phishing email campaigns. They're using AI, and it's coming up with like brilliance.
Yeah, they're taking people's faces and then animating them and say, I just heard a story. They were using a video of Oprah to like raise all this money, and because it looked and sounded just like her, and she was like agreeing with whatever the fucking bullshit they were trying to sell, and so all these people were like giving them money. I mean, can you get sued for that? It's got to be illegal, right?
Yeah, it is. It is. And the hard thing is catching all these people. But yeah, those deep fakes are so good now. It's hard to tell. So a couple of weeks ago, and you may have seen this one too, I think it was like $25 million that they ended up defrauding from a company where they – so what they normally do is they'll get into your system, and then they'll figure out kind of like, oh, okay, this is the person that's handling all the finances. And then they can they figured out who the CFO was, and they set up a call with the person that handles all the invoicing, and then they did a deep fake where the
person – they used the they got the person's voice?
Yeah, I mean, it sounds like it looks like them. They're like, that's terrifying. You to authorize this $25 million transaction, and it went to the criminal's account. I mean, it's wild, the shit they got going on now. It's
wow. Crazy.
Yeah, yeah. So I try to kind of that like at funny. Least sum up some of these things for people, especially like businesses and that we're working with, and try to give them some education on just understanding how
it is kind of ironic. Though, like, I mean, I don't know what your thoughts on this, but like when they were like trying to get, I don't know if it was Hunter Biden or Biden for like all of the documents and shit, or like the voice recordings. And then all of a sudden there's this AI that basically eliminates all voice recordings from being used in court. I'm like, oh, that's interesting. That happened.
Yeah.
Like,
yeah. It's going to be. That's kind of the discussion that people are having now, like for the future. How are we gonna, you know, you're gonna go to court over something, right? They're gonna have a video of you doing some crazy shit, and you're like, dude, that it's not me. It's all AI. Yeah. Like, it's I don't know how we're gonna.
Can't you tell by like, you know how there's like coding? You probably obviously know what coding is, right? Duh. What am I saying? The coding of the video. Can't you tell by breaking down the coding of the video, like what? Like the information behind underneath the video, basically.
Yeah, I think the only way is to figure out if it was AI generated or not. Otherwise, like you just look at it, it looks pixels, legit.
You kind of zoom in on pixels, but yeah, you can't guarantee it. Yeah,
you can't
guarantee. But what do you think about the other nations, like kind of like getting into like American infrastructure, like our, like American enemies and stuff like that? What do you think we have any defense towards that? Like realistically speaking?
Yeah, the kind of the reasonable thing. So I originally started my career in oil and gas. So I used to be an engineer in oil and gas, and I used to design the control systems. When I first started, because everything was still old school, you couldn't even connect the system of a refinery or a petrochem plant. You couldn't connect it to the internet. Like it was completely segregated, so it was protected. And now with modern day, you know, how we do everything, everything's connected to the internet. That's the biggest threat. So let's say Iran or someone, they can get into like a pipeline's control system. I mean, they could completely wreak havoc on it. They can open and close valves, shutting down the flow. They can crank up the furnace temperature. They can create very dangerous environments. Basically, they can make it into a bomb because they can just on your whole system, because the control system is controlled from one centralized computer. So controlling that, I have access to everything, and I could just close all the valves, increase the pressure, and just until the thing explodes. So it's extremely dangerous. That's one of the biggest threats that we have. I'm looking into it more and more as to what they're trying to do to help combat that. But I think it's almost going to go back to completely segregating those systems within those environments.
From analog, going back to analog.
Yeah, I mean, that's how it was originally, like when I first started. Because back in like the 80s and 90s, they started creating control systems for oil and gas. Like Honeywell was one of the original ones. And those systems lasted for a very long time. But yeah, it was like old school, like the thick coax cables that we're used to when we grew up, when we watched cable TV, like that little wire where you could see like the copper pin in there.
Yeah,
and it was like that. It was mostly wired like that, and it was just talk within its own local network, and it was completely segregated. Yeah. But now, I mean, I've worked projects in the Middle East where I've had engineers go, hey, can I have access to this on my tablet? And it's like, you can, but man, do we want to take that kind of risk? And that's kind of what you're starting to see. But that this warfare is ongoing globally. I've seen it happen all over. I grew up in Eastern Europe. It was originally Yugoslavia, the whole country. It doesn't exist anymore.
Oh, wow.
But one of the other countries there, which is where I'm from, is Macedonia. About a year ago, they got attacked. The whole healthcare system, all the hospitals were under attack where they couldn't access anybody's info. So you would come in to see a doctor and it was just like, you're just shit out of luck. They can't get into the network. They can't get into the systems. All wow. the systems were down. They couldn't pay the doctors. It was a mess. So it's very real. And it's
that's scary.
Countries are putting together teams to try to combat that. So
yeah.
It's a wild environment. What's happening now?
I think you made a great point. It was way like your answer was way more simple than I thought it'd be. But that's how the truth is. You know what I mean? The truth is kind of like you're like, yeah, just don't connect to the internet. I'm like, duh. It just made perfect sense, bro. And I think Nick was asking what you're drinking, bro. What are you drinking?
Oh, I'm drinking this Kilt Lifter. It's a beer from a brewery here in Arizona, in Tempe.
Kilt Lifter? Like a kilt? Like an Irish kilt? Well,
Kilt Lifter. Wait, here we go.
That's a great name.
Scottish style amber. Yeah, it's good. It's nice. A good beer, too. But you know what? It is very simple. The problem is we overcomplicate a lot of this stuff, and people always ask, like, can you do this? Can you do that? Yeah, we can, but... we have to start looking at it from like the risk standpoint. How much risk is there associated with this activity? And are we willing to take on that risk? And in those industries now, I really don't know anymore if there's any other solution other than we just segregate completely and not have access to those systems.
Well, it's like more and more shit is being run by computers and the internet, especially with AI. So it's like, at what point is it going to be like, if everything's run, like, let's say like 20, 30 years from now, everything's run by a computer. I mean, essentially anything could be hacked into. The trains, the fucking, I mean, at some point there's not going to be like people driving the trains anymore, right? They're just going to put a fucking AI.
Yeah, and I see a big
push. All transportation and shit like that.
Yeah, you're exactly right. I mean, I'm seeing the biggest push now. Everything that we're seeing is AI. I mean, we even use AI in the endpoint detection. So like the antivirus and that, all the new next generation stuff has AI in there. Same thing goes with like security operations centers that are monitoring all these businesses. They're using AI because you're seeing like so many threats coming in to the network. So like if you ever seize one of those centers, it looks like a world map. And then you just see all these lines coming in, like these attack vectors coming in from all over the world, and they're using AI to help try to sort out to see what's like a legitimate threat. So it's built into everything now, and that's the thing. And it's going to replace a lot of jobs over the next few years from everything that I know. See.
Like the economy is not fucked enough, is it?
I know. It's
just
messed
make
up.
Your life so much easier. Like, thanks, asshole. Like, fuck.
I can't believe there's jobs even now. I think jobs were outdated like 20 years ago with electronics and stuff. I think most jobs are like busy work to make rich people richer. Because I really don't think most jobs really. Yeah, I mean, I think jobs are already replaced. We're just in a weird period where they still exist.
Yeah, it's like a prison in a way. Really, it just keeps you down from actually ever being able to make enough money to start your own business or be independent, because you're just living paycheck to paycheck, working every single fucking, you know, like. Full time, maybe even more full time, or more than full time if you have like kids and shit.
Yeah, it's kind of with the way things are the last couple of years. You're right. It's like a lot of people are working second jobs too, just because everything's gone up in cost. And how do you get out of it now?
I honestly can't imagine. I just refuse. I'm like, I'm either gonna suck dick for money or just be homeless, and that's just the end of it.
Great strategy.
That's it. Like, I made my mind up. That's it. Like, I can't fucking. Take me. Sorry, but no. I'm just being real.
I love that.
That's so good.
Hell yeah. Yeah.
The three people on this screen just made such a juxtaposition.
Yeah, me too.
It's just such a juxtaposition, the three people on this screen. It's funny. But no, I think I think a lot of people just aren't educated on how to start a company. Also, I think you just need like a $30 LLC in Missouri, and then like maybe like $20 website off GoDaddy at the high end. I mean, you can shop around for a dollar domain name even. And I think that like maybe some kind of cheap hosting. I mean, you could start. People could start a website or just are a company very easily. It's just they're not informed to. It's like that's the problem I have with a lot of people too. It's like, yeah, no one's hiring. I'm like, yeah, dude, yeah, no one's hiring anywhere. But fucking start a company. You know, it's like, I don't know. That's. But I mean,
and then you can write off all your shit in taxes.
Yeah,
it helps.
If you're smart, you know how to do it, right? You know.
And a lot of people don't want to be like broke during the build-up or like take the risk really, because like. I mean, I think building a business takes like risk and man, a broke period sometimes, depending on what the fuck you're selling. But I mean,
you're right. I mean, that's the thing too. You know, a lot of people ask me about that going into business, like being an entrepreneur. Like, how do you even get into it? You're right. You could set this up if you really wanted to. You could do it. People spend money on all kinds of stupid shit where they could always start a business, but it's always like that hesitancy to start. It's almost like, man, you just gotta say, you know what, today I'm going to do it and just go for it and just try.
Yeah.
You just have to, unless you do that. And you're like, look, you're going to fail many times. That just comes with it. Like I failed so many times starting different businesses until I got into stuff that was profitable and actually made money. And there's no guarantees that it will. It's just, you just have to go for it. But it's a tough environment right now. I think just, with everyone that I talk to, I see a lot of people getting laid off and a lot of people working extra jobs to pay for things. This has just gotten crazy with the cost.
Yeah. The cost of shit has gone up a lot. Dang, like,
no,
I was for like a bag of Cheez-Its or a box of Cheez-Its is like $16. I'm like, Jesus. Yeah. I mean, I like Cheez-Its, but come on, not that much. That's crazy.
It's insane. It's insane. I actually was lucky enough to move back here and buy a house at the peak of the pricing. So, and at the 8% mortgage rate. So it's been great. I'm just working to pay the mortgage.
Well, good for you. This guy. No,
based on all the houses, so they're basically just like they're printing the money just so you can give it back to them. It makes no sense at all. Like the structure is like retarded. Like literally makes no sense. Like, okay, we're going to print this money and then we own everything. So you're going to give us this money monthly back to us. Like for no, it's just like, what? Like I could never see myself buying a house unless I bought it in cash. I live in a bus because of that, bro. I'm not giving banks money. You print it, I'm keeping it, dog. You know, it's like, that's how I feel about my money. I'm like, they'll never see it back. They'll never get it back from me ever again. Like, I hate banks. I think they're corrupt and it's ridiculous.
I think you're onto something. Like if I didn't have kids, I would totally do it. But I have had this conversation with my wife. I'm like, dude, let's just get a fucking RV and just live in that and just cruise around. I mean, it's not a bad idea, man. It really
is. Solar panels. I had a friend that had solar panels on the roof, didn't pay for fucking – all he did was pay for gas. I'm like, that's fucking
– I'm not even paying for that. I've been parked for months. I'm not even paying for the gas part now. I'm just like – you know what I mean? It's like – I eat out every meal and stuff. I'm just like, dude, I'm like, I don't even have to do anything. But I also don't have kids. If I had kids, depending on me, I'd have to be more of a man instead of a child. I get it. But I totally get it. And like,
I think it's doable, though. I mean, I really think it's not out of the realm of like possibility. It's just the, you know, you're like trying to be in one area for the kids to go to school and that. But I've seen people do it where they like homeschool the kids, and it's definitely doable. And it's starting to make more and more sense, honestly. But it's just a weird trend. Like I'm seeing in my area where I don't even see them building anything for sale anymore, dude. It's all rentals. It's all rentals. Yeah. Like everything is a rental property now. Like they're not even building anything that you can buy.
And where do you live?
I live in the Phoenix, Arizona metro. I live just southeast of Phoenix.
What's your address?
Cool.
Oh yeah.
What's your social?
Let me type it in.
Okay, I'll have some guy look it up on the fucking.
What's your bank routing number, dude?
Like, yeah, let me get you my PIN number too.
Dude, hold on, get it. Do you have a pen and paper? You're gonna want to write this down.
No, it's all good. It's gonna be on here. We're gonna put it in the show description, the video description. Afterwards.
Yeah, check the description if you want Voss's bank information. If you also want to own a house in the Phoenix area,
Yep. But yeah, I'm seeing that here. So I think that's kind of looking like it's all over, which is weird. Like, why are they only doing that? It's messed up. It's Yeah, so I was in Europe and I came back and I was like, dude, what the fuck happened here? Like everything went, $100 is the new 20, right? Like everything that was it like, is. Oh, it's 20 bucks, oh, yeah. Now it's 100. I'm yeah. like, dude, the hell's happening here?
When the grocery shopping, the one bag is 100 bucks. You're like, what the fuck did I get? Like, the fuck is this?
Yeah, it's crazy. It's crazy.
Man, I was volunteering like a food pantry today, man, and like, the amount of people just sad coming through there, man, it just breaks your heart, dude. I mean, there's just a lot. People are hurting right now. And, like, I mean, and it's just, like, we need to figure out a solution, like, a safe solution that's not, like, violence-based and just, like, save these people, man, and ourselves including. I mean, because, I mean, it's going to come for us eventually. I mean, like, you know what I mean? This is, like, they're just printing money, dog. I mean, they're just, like, I mean, they're just printing money. I mean, everything doubled, I mean, except for the pay. Yeah. Everything doubled, man. It's like you'd be a millionaire, be middle class right now almost. Everyone else is just poor. I mean, unless you're a millionaire, you're just poor. I mean, that's basically, I mean, not to be a dick, but that's real.
Yeah. Well, they're getting rid of the middle class. I think that was kind of the whole point of all of it, honestly, was to create this division and get rid of the middle class.
Yeah, you guys are right. I mean, I see it a lot because I mostly work with small and medium businesses, and you know they're probably like 50-60% of the economy throughout the states is made up of them, and I'm seeing a lot of issues with a lot of people are struggling. They're having really bad like quarter after quarter down sales, revenue, everything. Costs are way higher. They're having a hard time even just paying normal salaries and that. And then I see all these numbers come out that all the economy is doing okay. Now I'm like, dude, I don't know who the hell is doing okay, because every single person I talk to is either like laid off or their business. Like,
where are you getting this information from? That's why you gotta like do the background check on where the information is coming from. Who is funding the person who's getting the information? Because that's really what who is actually the one that's controlling what the information is. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's the thing now. It's like, how do you trust? Who do you trust? What source do you trust? Like, you never know who's. Who's funding that person or that institution?
Right. It's or what their agenda is. You know, it's not just like a script, all no strings attached information.
Yeah. Oh, that's how you have like stupidity, like this Gemini AI thing with Google. Like, how ridiculous is that? That they made this and rolled it out. I mean, I was
what are we talking about? Gemini?
That thing with Google, that AI from that Google created called Gemini. Where it would like, it would say like, you know, show me a picture of Abraham Lincoln and he would be black. Like you would ask for a picture of Mona Lisa and it would just.
What? Are you serious? I didn't even hear about that.
Oh, it's wild. It's crazy.
They're taking they're taking us out of culture, man. Like they're rewriting history and stuff. And I mean,
how many times was the history rewritten? Like so many times. Like even the shit that we grew up knowing. Right. Christopher Columbus came over and found, but didn't he like rape fucking the chick that was like showing him around? It was like way. I was like, oh, but no, he's this hero, right? And it's like we don't ever really know. It's like years and years of playing telephone. Like nothing we really know. Like we have no way of really knowing what the fuck. I mean, I'm not saying Abraham Lincoln is black because that's preposterous.
Yeah.
No, photographs of him. There were actual photographs. Okay, like.
Yeah, no, you make a good point. Like the history that you read about is whoever won and was able to write about it. Exactly. But this is thinking like, you know, if I was like, show me a picture of Anthony, and then it was just like somebody that looked nothing like him, no beard, you know, like it was just like completely ridiculous stuff that it was coming up with, and people were like, what the hell is this? Anyways, I was telling Anthony, it looked like they lost like $90 billion in value in one day in the stock market because of that, like how ridiculous
it
was. Which was just insane. But
I mean, people are going to catch on to that eventually, right? Like, did they think one would notice?
Slip this in
and it'll be fine. Like,
We're coming out of cancel culture finally. I think we're coming out of it right now. And everybody's just like, everybody's already canceled. And like, there's no more people to cancel left. And like, and I think that we're all coming out, and people are starting to see it. They're just, I mean, whenever I I hear something about Google losing money, I'm like, good. They banned me off everything. And I think that it's good that I mean, like we're talking earlier, Boston's show and this show is both on like Rumble, and it's doing well on Rumble. And I think that's becoming the alternative. Is basically just like it's like, I mean, Rumble has one of the guys, one of the employees is commenting in the chat. I've never seen that on YouTube. I've never seen that on X. I've never seen that on Facebook. I've never seen that on any other platform I'm on. Like, a company has never backed me like Rumble backs me. To be honest. And like, I'm a loyal based guy. I'm like, if people are willing to work with me, I'll work with them. But like I had been banned. I had a million people on Facebook that deleted me. I had a bunch of people. I lost so many verified accounts before you could buy them. I lost like so many like huge accounts. And Rumble's just like, hey man, you're
I've lost a bunch of accounts. You're not cool unless you get canceled. You know what I mean?
Yeah, yeah. I'm like quadruple canceled at this point. It's just getting old, man. It's like
triple canceled. Trying to hold the man down.
Well, I mean, like I said, we got Nick from Rumble comment in the comments right now, and like that's, I mean, so we got a major company back. This is probably gonna replace YouTube at this point, and I think it will, and I believe in it. The way it's going, I believe in it, man. And I think the way they work with people, and just like I mean, everywhere else is deleting me, and one place is promoting me. I'm like, who am I gonna work with? You know, I'm obviously gonna work with people that promote me. You know what I mean? It's gets to a point where like. I'm sick of building a fan base, getting it deleted, being called names, being called like a white supremacist, being called racist. It's like, I don't give a fuck about crayon colors, man. You know what I mean? Like, I don't give a fuck about crayon colors. It's like some child's argument. You know what I mean? It's like, and they would call you all these names and call you like homophobic. Like, anyone's scared of gay people. Like anyone's fine. Like, I must be scared of gay because you disagree with me. It's just like, what a fucking child's argument. And like the way Rumble's doing this, like I'm with those platforms like that. I'm free speech. Yeah. I'm American. I love this country. I'm just saying it really just pisses me off seeing this stuff. And there's Nick again in the comments, man. That's a Rumble employee. That's a Rumble employee in the comments right now. While YouTube bans me, all these platforms like trying to limit this show, trying to limit every. I mean, all three of us. I mean, all three of us probably have to deal with it. I mean, Nikki's in porn. They delete porn stars. I'm a comedian. They delete comedians. It's just like. I mean, they will cancel you for any opinion they don't like, and I'm over it, man. I love this exists, and I love this is even happening. I've been so hyped. I'm talking too much, but I've been so hyped to have like Alec Voss on, man. It's just like another person that thrives on the new. This is the new YouTube. Rumble is the new YouTube.
Like, I just smoked a bag of meth, and I'm just really excited.
I'm hyped right now. I'm high.
I had that much shit canceled like that. It's crazy. It's absolutely ridiculous. But yeah, you're right. I think we're starting to see the pendulum swinging back the other way.
Yeah, thank God. This whole thing.
But yeah, I think unfortunately you still have these idiots over at YouTube still pulling stupid shit like this.
We lost $90 million dollars, bro. Like we're winning.
Yeah,
we're winning the culture war now.
Exactly. Exactly. It's going to be, I think YouTube's going to still remain. It's going to be like, hey, how do I make a macaroni salad? And then maybe those, but even you're seeing Rumble's branching out to everybody. They're trying to get everything over here. How to videos, things like that. Like I was telling you earlier, Anthony, like with the new thing that they're rolling out, like, so they got the Rumble studio now where you can do live streams on there for shows. The new advertising, the way they set that up is crazy. I mean, you can get advertisers on a live show while you're on live with someone. And then the biggest thing I think that's going to come out is that whole thing that they've been working on that I was telling you for a few years now. So they've been building out their IT infrastructure so that they could compete against like AWS with the Rumble Cloud.
Dude,
right now, they only have a couple of companies on it, but that whole thing is basically built out to compete. When like companies like Parler, how they got basically erased off the internet with all the collusion that happened, that was the one thing that like kind of woke up people. And Rumble was like, all right, we have to build out our own infrastructure, and we can't rely on anybody, so that we can just be free and never get shut down. So that's a huge, huge benefit, I think, long term. And you'll see more and more companies as they roll this out that are going to go that way. Like, I know Truth Social, their whole platform is on Rumble Cloud. And they've been doing that for a year.
I think that's the future. If you're one of the couple hundred people watching this live right now across platform, I mean, start your own podcast. Go to Rumble Studio. You have a free live app, basically. Like, you don't have to pay for like StreamYard I'm using right now. I'm easing my way out of StreamYard. And I'm just saying, like, I think like anybody can talk to people on the internet, and anybody can go live. Anybody can do anything. Like if you have something to say, just say it, man. Like, give me like we're taking back the internet. We're taking back the world. We are. I mean, it is, man. It's like freedom again, man. You have freedom of speech again. Like, I don't worry about being canceled. I don't worry about any of that stuff anymore. It's like,
we shouldn't have to. Like, it's so dumb we even had to start worrying about that. Like, at what point is it really just communism? And it's like, oh, we're being shut down because we're speaking against what the government's fucking agenda really is. We're calling it out. I mean, in fucking Korea and China, it's like, if you say, hey, I don't fucking like this guy, or I don't believe in what he's saying, like, you and your whole family disappears. You might not get canceled, but it's like, it doesn't just become that intense overnight. It's like a slow mind fuck. They like slowly implement these fucking things, and they gaslight and manipulate everyone in the world to believe that they have their best interest at heart. And if you know, it's almost like they create this division purposely to just distract us from whatever the fuck they're actually doing. Like, oh, let's just make everybody pettily fight over masks and all this dumb bullshit that no one, it's like, dude, it's your business, like, who gives a fuck, you know? And then that way they could you know, everyone's kind of focused on hating each other, and then instead of focusing on, like, who's actually causing everything, you know?
Yeah.
I fucking hate that.
And they share all our data, man. They share all our data. So it's like, you know what I mean? Like, it's about time. Like we got Mark Zuckerberg's address on the screen right now. He's like, he shares my data. So, I mean, there's Mark Zuckerberg's address. If you're tired of him sharing your data, there's his data right there, homie. You know what I mean? Like, send him some mail, send him a letter. Send him a letter. Tell me to like him having your address. Tell me to like him. Tell him it's not nice to have your address.
You know? I don't know. I think Mark Zuckerberg's an alien, but that's just my opinion. He's a weird looking motherfucker. He looks like an alien wearing skin, like, as a costume, like a human skin costume. His eyes are all fucking weird and shit. Like, maybe he's just a weird looking person. I don't know. But
he's something very robotic looking, huh?
For sure. There's just something off about him. I don't know how to put it.
We're gonna find out in like 10 years that it was legit. It was a fucking alien for sure. Like 10 years.
Honestly, wouldn't be surprised.
He's an alien. Not his address is on the screen. He was Edgewood Drive, Palo Alto, California.
I'm on my way.
If you want to find, there's only one way to find out if he's an alien or not. Knock on his door and ask him.
That's what they get for selling our fucking data, man. They've been
evil.
Yeah, that's kind of why, you know, that's what's happening to all of us. Our data is everywhere. It's getting stolen, and then they're selling it on the dark web, and then you're getting all your accounts hacked into. You're seeing all the identity theft.
I'm getting spam calls. I constantly get spam calls, and I'm like, who is calling me? And I block the number, and it's like a slightly different number the next day. I'm like, this motherfucker, like.
Yep. It's a new number. Yeah, it just goes to another number. Yeah. They do that now with AI too. So that's another thing with the AI. They can do like I've seen the AI where they can do like outbound sales calls and telemarketing. So I think it's gonna be at some point your AI is gonna call an office to pitch them a product, and on the receiving end in the office, it's gonna be AI receiving the call, and you're gonna have two fucking AIs talking to each other, one selling them a product and the other one trying to fucking hang up the phone and kick them off.
That's hilarious. I should just get like an AI answering machine or an answering bot.
Well, that's what they do now. They have that. They have built, like, so I came across a company in Europe that's already implementing this for banks in Europe, AI, and they basically, because they can train it to answer any number of questions and go any different
route.
So when you call into the bank, you think you're talking to someone, it's actually AI, and it sounds like a real person, and it's kind of navigating you through their process, through their menus and that. So they have it. You probably could get that to do like a voicemail and like act like as your assistant and route calls to you. What's happening? But it's coming to replace almost every desk job, every office job is going to be replaced.
Ooh, like that movie iRobot, or fucking, there's so many like AI movies, or like what was the one, I think it was just called AI.
There's one that's even just called AI.
The one that's just like the little kid, right? The little kid robot.
Yeah,
that was a weird one, but it's like I can really see that being even, I mean, how old is that movie? Like maybe 15, 20 years old. I feel like almost there. That's probably like maybe 100 years away. Easily, I could see that.
Yeah, I think if we're even closer. I mean,
you're totally right. It's like AI prostitutes. They're taking our jobs.
Well, they're doing those. They're building like those sex robots, and they're like interacting.
Right.
That's so lame, bro.
And their vagina vibrates. What the fuck? I can't keep up with that.
It's like a bunch of guys that can't get girls. Like, I just like jerking off with robots. That's crazy, man. Like the best, my favorite part of AI is all the broke dudes being like, dude, you just need AI, you'll be a millionaire. I'm like, then why aren't you a millionaire? It's like all these dudes are just like, wow, you have so much money with AI. I'm like, then why don't you have any money, dude? It's like, it doesn't make any sense.
Yeah.
Like
yeah. Yeah. No, I.
That's hilarious.
Well, if you have any questions for Mark Zuckerberg, he lives at 1456 Edgewood, Palo Alto, California at 940.
Oh, that's not too far from me.
There you go.
I'll start riding my bike over there.
Imagine that guy building a shelter. Like him and Bezos being the only guys, and Biden being the only three guys to survive World War III. That'd be hilarious, man. The future's fucked, man. It's just like all these like lizard people morons and fucking survive, man. It's like,
oh, wow. Guys can't
either. Like imagine Joe Biden being the lone survivor of an apocalypse. That would be hilarious.
He would be like mumbling to himself, like not like he would just be so lost. He's already so confused, and it's not an apocalypse. You know what I mean? Sure. I can imagine, like,
that shit makes me laugh. I'm gonna
have a beer and drink it for Joe surviving the World War III.
Yeah. Cheers to Joe.
I heard he tied his shoes earlier.
You better survive, motherfucker.
Cheers, yeah. I already formed a sentence one time, and back in 1977, it was great. What's that?
Dude, he can't even put together one sentence now.
It's hard to watch him. Like, and I'm like, what? Who is in charge of putting this man on stage? You're embarrassing him. What the fuck?
Barack Obama's in charge of it. But no, it's weird. Like, we shouldn't be smarter than the president. That's just like a rule in America. I shouldn't be smarter than
Idiocracy.
Idiocracy is probably the smartest movie ever.
That shit's really happening.
It's starting to come through. You know, the funniest thing with that movie that cracks me up, though, is with the Crocs. Because that's when they weren't known yet. And
that is funny.
They put those shoes on there. It's so insane. And now they're like popular. And I'm like, oh my God, we're all wearing idiot shoes.
Oh,
so
yeah. Like, oh my God. That's the red flag everyone's just missing right now.
No, they predicted it, man. They definitely predicted it. We're getting there. We're getting close to that.
But Bronzo's got what plants need, electrolytes.
What was it? Bronzo? Yeah, Bronzo. It's like
Bronzo, the first one.
Yeah. One of my favorites.
Tell what plants crave.
I'm going to have to rewatch that. It's been a while.
Scary, hilarious, and terrifying all at the same time.
Yeah. It's scary now that you're watching it. Like back then watching it, you're like, oh, that's hilarious. And now you're like,
well, yeah.
I'm seeing a lot of similarities with this.
But there's a lot of truth to what they're talking about, how it's like only like the uneducated, like poor people who are kind of not as smart are the ones procreating the most. Cause that's so true. Like people I'm Mexican. Okay. And this might sound racist, but like so many people that I know that are Hispanic, like get knocked up really young, or like their family is super religious. So they don't talk to them about sex. And instead of saying, don't wear a condom, they just tell them not to have sex instead of actually explaining to them, like, don't do this. So sometimes it's not even that they're stupid. It's just a cultural, there are certain cultural things too, that like create a scenario where girls have no way of really, guys and girls have no way of really getting like, true education on how to have safe sex, because they don't want their kids to have it. It's like telling your kids don't do drugs instead of being like, so don't do these drugs, but these are okay, but please don't do any, but if you're going to, because you probably will, you know what I mean? It's kind of like, it's kind of the same shit. And it's just like,
they can't do something. Like, I want to do it more now, you know?
Yeah, exactly.
That's true.
Anytime I've been told not to do something, I'm like, okay, you shouldn't have told me not to do it. Like, should have just said nothing. Like,
yeah.
The best part about what you said is you go, sometimes they're not even stupid. That was the best part. You're like, sometimes they're not even stupid. And that was the best part about the rant. That was my favorite part, the highlight of the rant.
Because I started off by saying, like, stupid poor people. I was like, yeah, all the stupid poor people are procreating. What the fuck? I mean, my last name is Sanchez. If you look in a fucking phone book in LA, there are so many. I mean, who knows? That could be all of my long lost brothers and sisters and cousins. I don't fucking know. How big is this Sanchez family? It's insane. It's
Are you saying your porn star name is not your real name?
Don't tell anybody. Here, I'll put my social in the chat.
That's funny, man. So, like,
you live in LA.
What?
You play? You live in the Los Angeles area?
Yeah. I grew up in Los Angeles.
Oh, okay, cool.
But yeah, I'm Hispanic descent. I'm like, I have a little Mexican and Cuban and a little Norwegian, but like, I've just seen it in my own personal culture of my own experience is that, like, especially people that grow up with no education, like both my grandmothers were, one of my grandmas was from Cuba and the other one was like from Mexico, and they grew up with nothing. You know what I mean? And like, even just some of their relatives just had a bunch of kids, and like, because there wasn't really like, they didn't go to school. They didn't really like learn about anything like, as far as like sex and safe sex and shit like that. So I feel like bringing it back full circle back to the movie, it's like a lot of what they were saying about how like these people who are uneducated and like don't use birth control or just don't give a fuck. You know what I mean? They're the ones having more kids than the people who are super educated and want to make sure they have the kid at the right time. And then it's like they end up wanting to meet the perfect person and then they never have kids.
Well, but and that's totally true now. You're seeing most of the few years out.
Your mic keeps going in and out.
Oh, does it?
Yeah. I was only hearing like bits and pieces of what you were saying.
I'll move it closer to my face.
It's working
right here. Right, cool. Can you hear me now?
I gotta hold it up like this the whole time.
Like breathing into it.
Can you guys hear me now?
Deep throat it, bro.
Yeah, you're right about that though, because I see all these younger kids now, and they're like, "Dude, I don't know when we can have kids. We can't buy a house, this and that." And they're like looking at finances and. They'll never have kids, probably. A lot of them don't even want to because it's just a huge hassle.
Yeah,
it makes sense. I can see it, you know, from their point of view, how things are. It's a little, it's fucked up right now, for sure.
Yeah.
Let's talk about some more positive stuff. So what's going on in the new, what's going on that's positive in the world right now? You know, we got some good things going on. We got beer still. You're drinking beer. That's a good thing, you know.
Yeah, we got trees. Trees aren't all gone. There's still birds. Birds aren't falling out of the sky. That's a good sign, right?
We got spring training going on out here. I went to a fucking game the other day. That was great. Drank a bunch of beers in the middle of the day. I mean, you fucking can't beat that.
Nice.
All right.
Nothing what like getting day there? Drunk, you know?
Nothing better.
What teams are you watching out there, spring training?
So out here, they got the Cactus League. And I grew up Northwest Indiana. So my brother's a huge Cubs fan. I'm a huge White Sox fan. So we went to the Cubs-White Sox game. Good times.
I shouldn't have asked.
Because you're, what are you, St. Louis Cardinals?
Yeah, you know, teams that win World Series. Holy
shit. Yeah, well, we suck. I mean, so we just go and drink. Who cares? Fuck.
You said it, but I heavily implied it. You know.
But who cares? Fuck it. Day drinking.
I know. You just brought up my mortal enemies in sports. I was like hoping you had some good teams. You know, you just like named both my fucking enemies in baseball.
We go to the Diamondbacks games too. How about Diamondbacks? I'll go with Arizona Diamondbacks.
There's some common ground. I'm like from St. Louis, bro. You name it like that. You name it those bad. You name it the worst. Those are I don't know, man. I was bred to hate the Cubs, man. I was born and raised.
What about hockey? You hate the Blackhawks too? Not as passionate with hockey. You just hate the baseball.
Are you naming the only team that we have that sucks? Are you naming the only team we have in St. Louis that sucks to compensate for the baseball?
No. I'm just wondering if you hate all of the Chicago teams.
Oh, I do. Yeah, I know. I hate Chicago completely.
That's
perfect. Right. Yeah. I thought you baited me into that. We always lose in hockey, so I thought you baited me into that. I was like,
Well, we suck too now, but we got, you know, we got some good young players, but we're not that good either. So we're in the same boat.
Good.
And I can't even talk about the Arizona. The Arizona sports teams are all terrible except for the Suns, but everybody else is awful. So
yeah, well, they're not just our mortal enemies. So I don't care if they lose, you know.
Yeah.
I'm just like my entire childhood's like just flag hating at Chicago. You know, it's like just the whole
I can appreciate that. Yeah,
I was just bred that way. You know, we have the XFL. We have some Chiefs players on in a couple weeks or a couple days. Actually, we have.
That's awesome. That's gonna be sweet, man. That's gonna be great.
They finally made it on the show. You know, they finally did it. You know, they finally got on this podcast.
It's like, hey man, you guys met the bar, the fucking standard.
You're finally here. Congrats, dude. You know,
fuck yeah, dude. I like that. Hell yeah.
Speaking of podcast,
man, stuff and sports and shit, man. Yeah, it's like all I heard for like the last 2 minutes. Like,
that's true. Like, huh? Speaking of podcasts, like, you gotta talk nerdy to me if you want to go. The hundreds of people watching.
Oh, yeah, what is your podcast about?
So I basically just talk about cyber threats, vulnerabilities.
Oh, that's right. Like you already said that. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I'm just trying to educate people that.
Okay, so it's basically just like about educating people about the threats of people getting out there.
I make them to articles and different things. So if they need to like download something or update something, I'll link it in there so that they can go ahead and update it. Make sure that they're keeping up to date with things like that. So that's what I just try to find relevant things. There's a million fucking things out there.
What kind of guests do you have? Just like tech people on your show?
I usually do a show by myself. It's almost like a newscast. Every once in a while, I'll have someone on and we'll talk about like different IT things. So I'll talk with some different companies, talk about different things that they're bringing to the market to help protect businesses. So I'll do some of that, but I was telling Anthony, like, I got to start doing other shows because it's like, it's not that much fun doing that. You know, it's like, it's cool that we're providing info, but sometimes I'm like,
yeah,
I could do something like this. It's way more fun. And actually, I was telling him, this is the first show I've ever been on other than my own where I'm like talking.
That's nice. You should add in like a little like comedy section or something, like little puns, sure. Like little like IT tech puns or some like dorky ass like jokes that, you know, only IT people would get or something.
That's true. That's a good idea. That's a good idea. I like that.
It's a thought.
Cross-platform.
Or like a raffle. You could do like a raffle, have people like submit and like they could win some kind of like if you had like sponsors, any sort of, if you were able to get like some kind of like IT, like computers or something that has to do with like IT, like sponsors, you could have people like buy tickets for a raffle and then like win a prize or win like a 5-minute phone call where they could ask you a question or I don't know. So just to add something more fun to it, you know what I mean?
I'm looking at that now with some sponsors, trying to get some like for some stuff that we use. Like we use a lot of these VPNs, which are good for people to have. Because we use them within business too for a lot of consumers.
Which ones are the best ones?
I've used like the one that you see a lot that people they actually sponsor a lot of podcasts, and that is like ExpressVPN.
Okay.
NordVPN is one I've used a lot too. PIA stands for Private Internet Access. That's one that's good too.
Proton. Do you have to pay for all of those?
Okay. I would get the paid version because there's some free versions out there of different ones, and those, I'm almost positive most of those sell your fucking data, which is like.
That's why I asked, because I was using a free one. My friend's like, don't use that. They're actually super sketchy. And I was like, here I am trying to fucking protect my information. And I'm like giving it away.
You got to get a paid one. Those are the best ones that I've used.
Yeah.
The Proton Mail out of, I think it's out of Switzerland. It's they give you email. It's secured and encrypted. That's a great one to use for like personal. They also have a VPN that works really well. I've even seen businesses use it. It's a good one. And you could just have it on your phone and just have it on all the time to protect you and just mask your identity.
Online. Right, right.
Those are always good ones to use. But I mean, I've used them. Like when I lived in Europe, I would use it on my TV so that I could watch American TV in Europe because it would fool the the app into thinking that I'm actually physically sitting in LA or New York or Chicago when I was overseas, and it would let me watch TV because it doesn't let you outside of the US. So they do work really well, even for that kind of purpose. But if you're out, like, you know, if you're working from a cafe and shit, like, don't just be on their Wi-Fi, like, have a VPN on, because anybody can hijack your stuff if you're just sitting
right
public Wi-Fi like that.
Yeah, that's how I never use public Wi-Fi.
I'll
use a VPN for like the ESPN Plus app, because like they let you watch sports in any town but yours, like basically. So like,
Yeah, you're right about that. I don't, and I still don't understand what those broadcasting rules are for, because I have the same problem here. Like, I can watch Blackhawks games and anything else on that, but if it's a Coyotes game here and I'm local, I can't watch it.
Yeah, dude.
I'm like, what's the fucking point?
It's so dumb. No, same with college basketball. Like, they'll let you watch every game of college basketball with the finals. I'm like, why do I have this app? Like, I can't watch the last game. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's the only reason I have this app. And it's like, so I don't know. VPNs are great. They used to be called firewalls back in the day. I remember when everyone called them firewalls or proxies. No, they're called proxies back in the day, right?
Yeah.
Like in the 90s, everybody called them proxies, where you just like sign onto another like IP address. I remember that using that in, like, IRC and a bunch of like stuff. You ever use IRC?
No.
Oh, okay. You probably had friends and stuff in real life when you were a kid. But no, yeah. I remember using like internet relay chat when I was like a fat kid with a bowl cut that had all internet friends. And I remember that. And that was fun. It was a fun time.
It was pretty wild back then when, like, with the dial-up internet and shit. It was just so new and different. But I grew up playing sports, man. I went to college to play football. I was always like good with math and science and that, and I didn't really get into like IT stuff until I got into college. And that's kind of, I found that this course, the courses that they had in school, and I ended up liking it more and more, and I just kind of got into it. And then over time, it just developed into something that I just do all the time now. I mean, I just ended up loving it after a while, but yeah, I was never really that into it. Other than like video games, but I was so involved with sports that I didn't have time for anything else.
I got grounded all the time, and my stepdad was in IT, so that's like how I learned. I'd always get in trouble, and I couldn't leave the house. I'd be like, all right, well, you mouthed off to everybody. You got to sit in this room, and then like they try to like lock me out of the internet, and I'd have to figure my way out into the internet. Figure out how to go through like his server, to bypass all my bullshit, use different ports other than port 80 to access browsers. Like, I'd go through like a port 6667 to get to port 80 and like all this other dumb shit I had to figure out just as a fucking 14-year-old that I got grounded all the time. That's the only reason I know anything about.
That's awesome that you figured it out. That's how shit gets invented too. Like, you figure shit out.
You
make it work.
That's awesome. Well, if you want to hear how great it was, the only people pissed off were I changed the password, the server password on a Sci-Fi and USA Network's password to pizza at like 14. They were so fucking pissed, dude. They were so fucking pissed. Like I would change all the chat rooms to my website, and they did like a DNS lookup to it, and then I couldn't buy a website at 14, so they called my stepdad like crying about it. Like, your son like did all this stuff, and I changed the password. I outsmarted a bunch of fucking 40-year-olds at 14. So I was just pissed. I was just fucking pissed, dude. Because they used to ban me all the time, bro, on there too, just from making fun of people and shit. So they banned me on there. So I took over their entire server and changed it to pizza, bro. The password. Like, I came in a moderated chat and like flooded them all. And then I flooded the guy out, and I came back as him. And they're like, "What inspires your book?" I'm like, "Dicks. Dicks inspire my book, you know." And like, I just like fucking made him look gay and shit, which is like a peak 90s joke. Peak 90s joke, just calling everybody gay. And then I come back on, and they give me admin access, bro. Instead of a plus M on there, they give me a plus A, which is like admin access on the server, on the entire server. So I had admin access on USA Network, Sci-Fi Network. They're owned by the same people, Trio Network. They were, I don't know if they still are, but they were, and then as of 1998, they were. And I just changed the password to pizza, and they're so pissed, dude. All these like fat 4-year-olds are so pissed. You know, it's like they're so mad. They probably lost their stupid fucking fake ass jobs, you know. Fucking
fake ass jobs.
Trying to ban a 14-year-old kid from calling people fat.
No, you fucked them good. I like that. That's awesome.
Fuck them.
Yeah, dude. That shit pisses me off, dude. I'm still mad about that shit, dude. I come on here just making fun of people and shit. I've always been banned from everything, and I fucking hate it. I can't stand it. Like, they told me when I was a kid, you had free speech. They're like, you have free speech. You can say whatever you want, but it's never been the case. It hasn't been the case in school, work, fucking, like, anything. I've never had free speech, ever. Like, ever. I feel like
you do now, finally, after how many years? Now you got it, finally. Hopefully it'll last.
I mean, because I'm self-employed, if I got a job anywhere else, they'd be like, okay, well, this gas station doesn't like how you called everybody fucking retarded. You got to go be poor and go starve on the sidewalk. I mean, they're like, starve on the sidewalk. Use words. You can't feed your family. You know, so that's how society is constructed. And it's like ridiculous. I have to fucking pretend Joe Biden got the most votes of all time, and I can't say a retard. It's like, shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? It's just like everything's being stolen from me, and I can't use words.
Yeah,
no, dude. I don't think I'm ever gonna believe that fucking guy got that many votes. Like, there's no way. There's no way.
Because he fucking didn't. Anyway, go ask Mark Zuckerberg and Joe Biden the most votes of all time. Going down to Mark Zuckerberg's house at 1456 Edgewood Drive, Palo Alto, California. Asking yourself if Joe Biden got the most votes of all time. Form your own opinions. Don't listen to me. Form your own opinions. Ask Mark yourself. You know?
Yeah. Ask Mark yourself.
ask him why he banned you. Ask him why he banned your grandma. Ask him why he banned you for that meme from fucking 4 years ago that had Jeffrey Dahmer's face on it. Ask him yourself, okay? Just like fucking ask him why.
Yeah.
Ask him why your grandma can't use Facebook anymore, okay?
What's some of the stupidest shit that you got banned, and you were like, man, what the hell? Are you serious? I got banned for that. Like, what's some of the stupidest ones you could think of?
Okay, well, I got banned from Twitter for running for office as a Republican.
Really?
Yeah, I ran for U.S. Congress as a Republican, and apparently you can't do that in the fucking city of St. Louis. And they banned that shit. That pissed me off. And they're like, what else? The only reason I'm sharing Mark Zuckerberg's address on Rumble right now is because I got in trouble for sharing it on Facebook and got deleted for it. So I just want this sweet revenge. So ask him yourself about it. Ask him yourself at any time. I get banned. Okay, so what else? Those are my verified accounts. I lost my Twitter verification before you could pay for it. I lost my YouTube verification for running for office.
On YouTube too? That's crazy.
Yeah, they took it away from me. They took it away from me. And
Whoa, that's nice.
I just ran for office and made fun of my opponent. I called her a cow and mooed at her and shit. And basically just like she said she's fucking overweight and fucking retarded and shit. And because she was. And I told her she couldn't even fit into a pantsuit because she's a fucking man. And shit. I mean, they can't compete. They can't fucking compete. And I just make fun of people all the time. I say words like faggot and they get pissed off at it. And they're like, oh, you can't say faggot on the internet. Oh, I'm like, I just fucking did. I did three times in the story. They get mad at that. They get mad at me making fun of people for being fat. They get mad at people me being pro-guns and pro-constitution. I got accounts deleted for making fun of people. I kept changing my name. They'd delete one account and come back as like best comedian. And then they delete that one. I come back as like better comedian. And I'd come back and just keep getting mad. And they'd get mad. I'd come back and just fucking like do it. Okay, hang on. We got some comments. Janie's watching. No, I believe he's got that many votes. You're right. Nobody vote. Only my dead grandpa voted for Joe Biden. I'll never forgive him.
Yeah.
Go live, knock on his door.
My grandpa voted for Joe Biden too.
Hey, Nikki. Janie's trying to get you to go to Mark Zuckerberg's house and ask some questions in person.
Okay, hold on.
If you want to be our live journalist, go to his house and hit me up and I'll give you a
story. Nikki, you need to. That's hilarious.
We'll ask him why.
I'll pretend like I'm a newscaster, and I'll just come with a microphone. And I'm like, sir, will you answer some questions, sir? I'd like to ask you, why did you ban me for this comment?
How close are you to Palo Alto right now?
We can make it. It's a few hours. It'll take like
I know,
7
that's pretty far. Someone's gonna buy my Uber because I'm not riding my bike all the way. There's no way.
Right,
get the fucking tricycle. Son of a bitch.
What is? I think Instagram's the only thing I haven't been banned on because I only post like happy photos. I just post look at palm trees. Look fucking palm trees. You know, that's the only thing I do is like, man, my legs hurt from sitting here. But I used to get banned from everything all the time, man. School would get mad at me. Like all the times I'd make fun of her. Like I've never had free speech in my entire life. Like, I feel like I've never had it ever in my entire life, because everybody always has some dumbass opinion. Yeah. They want to fucking, like, they want to fucking tell on me about it. They want to tell my mom or some shit. You know, I remember being a kid.
Tell your mom.
Well, Brenda, your son straight punched me in front of a bunch of kids, and they all laughed in my fucking face.
Everyone loves respect for me.
I'm going to hold him after school and fucking make him make fun of me to my face longer. You know, it's like, just, you know, it's just like fucking like, you know. And then you become an adult and nobody will employ you if you have an opinion. You got to pretend like your boss is smarter than you. You have to pretend like the guy that fucking delivered pizzas longer than you at your pizza delivery job is smart. You know, it's like, what happened? Oh, okay. There we go. They're coming.
Three musical chairs. So, dude.
If this musical chairs, just ask Mark Zuckerberg what happened.
Okay, just ask
Mark what happened.
You're right about that shit, though. That's
send
for
all your
sure.
letters to Mark Zuckerberg if this stream goes down.
Yeah, you can't fucking have strong opinions pretty much anywhere now, any job.
We have to push it, though. We have to push it.
Yeah, we have to.
So that my fucking talk about stuff, you know what I mean? It's not like it turns out we can say whatever the fuck we want. It turns out, I mean, that's how I feel. I mean, it's just like, I don't want to work. It's like, what? I can't work at fucking Target or McDonald's if I have an opinion. Okay, good. I don't want to work there anyway. I'm not gonna get a job at fucking.
Yeah.
It's like, they're like, did you say faggot in 1993 on the internet? I'm like, fuck yeah, I did. I guess I'll never work at Target.
Yeah, I know. That's
everyone used that word back then. But it wasn't like a connotation against gay people. It literally just meant loser. It had nothing to do with hating gay people. It was literally just like, like dude. It was just like a coined term. I don't even think people really knew that the word originated from like the meaning of a bundle of sticks that they would use to like burn gay people at the stake. That's what the word, where the word came from. But a lot of people don't even know that, so it's like, they're not.
I thought in the suburbs, it just means your friend, they won't shut the fuck up. You know what I mean? That's exactly what it means. I'm from the suburbs. We just call it. It's like, it's like how I say hello to your guy friends. You're like, what up, faggot? You know, it's like, that's how you say hello. Boss, are you getting canceled for this? You think, boss, are you going to get canceled for this? All right, yeah, we'll double down there. I'm just making sure. You look nervous.
Might as well double down now. Fuck it.
Other podcast, we were making fun of Gypsy Rose. Oh, I just started watching the show about it. Oh, my God. Jesus Christ. But we were making fun of her so hardcore, bro. And then we were talking about dolphin dicks and just dicks in general. We went really, like, we were like, let's try to get canceled. That was, like, pretty much the whole episode. It was us trying to talk about the most fucked up shit to see if anyone would cancel us. But it was like the most popular episode we ever did. So, I can't hear you.
You can't even joke around. People get all pissed off. People get all offended. You know?
Yeah. It's just a joke. That's the thing. Is like comedy is so. I love doing comedy because it's like you get to make fun of the most ridiculous, fucked up shit, and that's why it's funny. If you can't make fun of it, then like. Humor and it like comedy is just gonna, and comedy has deteriorated. It's not, you go back and you watch like Adam Sandler movies and you're like, this is like comedy gold, like holy shit, because it was just so crude and he just didn't give a fuck. But now everything's so fucking like PC, like you can't like say certain things, and it's just kind of like, it's actually affected entertainment, at least in my personal opinion.
Yeah, I agree. 100%. You're right about that. You're right.
Yeah, it's like, I'm not going to make Nikes for China. Really, you know? It's like, I'm not getting in line to make Nikes for China. I'm not going to the gulag. I'm not doing any of that shit, dude. You know what I mean? So it's like, I don't care how many statues they bring down, how many rules, how many fake leaders they put in office. I don't care about any of that shit, dude. I'm a free man. And if I wasn't free, you shouldn't have told me in first grade I was, you know? They told me about America in first grade. They're like, you're free. You can do whatever you want. I'm like, deal. I agreed with that agreement. And I don't agree with any other agreements. I'm not Chinese. I'm not Russian. I'm not Iranian. I don't give a fuck about their countries. I don't care about their shitholes. I don't care if they nuke me. I don't give a fuck. You mean, like, I will die a free man. You know, that's how I feel about everything. I don't want violence. I just want to live my life. I just want to like eat Greek food and fucking laugh. You know, that's all I want to do. That's all I want to do.
The American dream.
Look, I mean, as fucked up as things are, dude, it's still, I mean, I've lived in different countries. And I lived in Saudi Arabia for 2 years.
This wow. is
a million fucking times better than there, you know?
Yeah,
so
yeah.
I see all these people bitching. I'm like, dude, you've never lived outside of this country, probably, if you're talking this much shit, because it's fucked up out there. There's a lot of
messed It really is. Some people have to like walk miles just for clean drinking water and shit.
Oh yeah. Oh,
and
yeah.
We don't even take that into account. They don't have shoes. They don't own shoes and shit. Like, yeah, the level of poverty in other countries doesn't even compare to like what we deal with here.
There's a lot of bad places out there. A lot of crazy poverty. I mean, I saw somewhere that, like, I think if you make like over 40 grand a year, you're richer than like 90 something percent of the people on earth. I mean, I've been to places like in India and Brazil and Ecuador, and just like they don't have anything.
Yeah.
Living in a, you know, whole neighborhoods of just people living on the streets.
Yeah.
Inside a cardboard box. They don't have
money
for anything. It's fucked up. We definitely have the greatest place on earth, and people are trying to act like it's all like it's the worst. I mean, give me a fucking break. It's absolutely ridiculous. But I'll tell you one thing, though. I was happy when I got back here because, like, I lived overseas for a while. You can't own guns anywhere. I got to Arizona, dude. You could just get guns and, like, fucking have whatever you want. I'm like, dude, this is the best. I feel good.
Can't you have them on you, too, in Arizona?
Yeah. You could just pretty much walk around. It's like, it's like the Wild West still out here. It's weird.
Yeah.
Well, the trick is you could have them everywhere. You have them everywhere because the Second Amendment and all gun laws are unconstitutional. Like it turns out, all gun laws are unconstitutional. Like, it goes against the Second Amendment, in my opinion. Now, Missouri's like that too. I have guns over here. I'm not going to pull them out, but I feel like it's Missouri too, bro. I love that too. I love the freedom of a free state. You know, that's not New York or California. No offense to anyone watching, but I love freedom and like. I love it. Missouri goes hard. I almost don't want to tell people Missouri's awesome because I don't want them coming here. So I want everybody to go to Florida instead. I want everybody to go there, enjoy Florida, because like Missouri, you shouldn't never come here. It's full. We're at capacity right now. But I know I love my. Do what?
No, that's it. We're at capacity. Yeah, we got no more room. That's it. We're full.
It's true.
The borders are closed.
Check out Texas or Florida. They want you there badly. But no, it's like, you know, I love it here, man. It's like paradise. It's actually, did you know Missouri's actually Mormon paradise? We kicked them out of here. So basically not me personally, but my people, my fellow Missourians in the past, the Mormon religion basically says that Missouri is Eden and like, and their paradise. And we just straight kicked them out. We're like, you're right, but get the fuck out. You mean like, what? Yeah. Like, you're right, it's perfect here, but you got to get the fuck out of here. Go to Utah, you fucking idiots, you know? That's what we did. And during, like, the first American Civil War, Missouri didn't even fight in the Civil War other than, like, guerrillas and stuff. We just tried to take over Kansas and get more land. That's all we tried to do. That's what I love about this state, man. This is the best state that ever existed. No offense to other states. But it's the best. And, like, there's not even a second place, you know? There's not even a second place.
That's it.
I went to Florida and people were like, are you gonna move here? I'm like, fucking never. Actually, thanks for asking.
Humid.
Yeah, it's like I've always wanted to die in a hurricane, you know. I appreciate you asking me. I always wanted to get murdered in a
isn't Florida gonna sink into the ocean at some point, or is that like California? Or maybe it's both. I don't fucking know.
California probably. I mean, that may be a billion years from now. Who knows?
It's like next year.
Yeah, it'll happen.
Cool.
I agree with Voss. Not soon enough, right? Not soon enough. But
not soon enough.
I agree. Well, Florida's basically the East Coast California, you know, and it's all right. It's fine, you know. It's all right, but it's okay.
The quality of people. It's kind of lacking in the quality of the people there.
Oh, the people suck. No, that's the worst, dude. The people ruin it, dude. In both states, in California and Florida, the people ruin it. It's just like, I mean, and like you either have these like crackheads that pass out in the lawn, or you have like these rich people that think they matter. And I'm just like, I don't want to talk to either of them. I don't want to talk to the richest poor people in Florida. You know, it's like it was weird. And like everybody's just like, nice beard. I'm like, thank you, but I hate this place. You know, I appreciate the compliment, but I don't want to be here. I'm not a fucking reptile. I don't enjoy it summer all the time. But I mean, I just don't want to fucking be there ever.
It's so hot there. Oh my god, I couldn't. I mean, one of the main reasons I couldn't live there is the humidity. Like anytime I've gone out there, I have to take like 4 showers. Like I just get so, I feel so uncomfortable with being so incredibly sticky. I'm like, this is fucking disgusting. Like I literally can't live with myself. Like I feel disgusting. Like what the fuck?
Yeah, I agree.
I don't even know how they deal with that.
Yeah. It's nice out west, like in Cali, the weather's like great all the time. Here in Arizona too, it's fucked up too, because it's like it's nice because there's no humidity, but then when summertime hits, dude, it's like 115 degrees.
Dude, I've been to Arizona when in the summertime, and it's like the seatbelts could fucking give you like burn because it gets so hot. I'm like, Jesus, this is fucking gnarly. What the fuck?
You guys don't ruin it. If you're watching this, you should definitely go to Phoenix or California, not Missouri. Definitely go there, become a human lizard. Enjoy
I've been to New Orleans. Who's that? Janie? I can't read. Janie. I've been to New Orleans. New Orleans is just as fucking humid, bro. No.
I like New Orleans better, you know. I was a bigger fan of old Orleans, you know.
New Orleans. I really like New Orleans has a really cool, they have a lot of culture there.
Yeah, it's a
cool city.
It's a great
and a lot of like mysticism and like voodoo and like magic type stuff has originated there, which I love that kind of stuff.
It's a great place to eat sea cockroaches covered in Cajun seasoning. You know, and it's a great place. You know, it's like
a sea cockroach.
What are we talking about?
Their entire Cajun seafood bullshit thing. It's like the food's great. I'm like, dude, it has fucking legs and shit. I'm like, I don't want to eat this stuff, man. And it's like sinking into the Gulf. You know what I mean? I'm saying I don't want to be here. Like even I don't know, man. I was there this summer. Not a fan. Yeah. One star in New Orleans.
One star.
Downvote New Orleans. I was there. It was one of the 20 states. Louisiana was one of the 20 states I was in last year, and they all sucked. Each and every one of them. For
different reasons. One star. Missouri, 5. Everyone else, 1. Fuck you. 1.
That's about it. Where I'm at. If Voss gets it. That's about where I'm at. Like, even Hawaii, bro. Hawaii was like a third world country, man. And they really let us down in World War II. You know, they really let us down. And like, and I think that, like, where else? Like, I was in Washington. That was fucking bullshit. Like, I was in Oregon. Oregon's like dirty as fuck. Like, they don't even do dishes in Oregon, man. It's like fucking gross as fuck. Like, everyone's just gross and dirty there. And like, makes
it's a hippie. It's super hippy dippy over there. Like, to the point where it's like, no one shaves. No one, like, yeah. I used to live in Washington for a while, and my aunt lived in, Oregon, and she used to be a hippie dippy too, but it was just very like granola hippie, you know, like they wear Birkenstocks and they shower like every week or some shit. You don't want to waste the water, man. You know, it's like, fuck, bro. Like wash your pits, dude. Like, fuck.
Holy shit.
We got a comment here. Somebody's Missouri bound. I just want to say we're full. Sorry. You can't get in. We're putting up the border. You can't get in anymore. Like no more. No more people.
No more.
I appreciate the optimism. Yeah. I appreciate the optimism, the taste you have for the best state in the country. But you do not come here, please. And if you do go to St. Louis or something, you know, go somewhere. We don't need you, you know. But what else is bad? Like, you know, like Washington, the people are the worst though too. It's like it's always raining, and like the people are all satanic or something. It's like weird.
Like, they're always what?
They're all satanic up there, man. Like I went to Seattle. They're all just like satanic nerds. It's like weird. Like, they're like nerds.
I lived up there. I never met anyone satanic.
Well, you weren't looking hard enough. You know, you didn't go to.
You're probably right.
I only went to one place actually. I went to this this venue, Pearl Jam, the first 5 shows. And I did a comedy show there, and there's like satanic drawings everywhere. And I was like, "Does anybody believe in God in this room?" And nobody said no. And I'm just like, "And I was just everyone's like no." And I'm like, "Well, deny my name on earth, you'll deny your name in heaven." And I'm like, "You know, more heaven for me, guys." You know, and like made fun of them all. You know, it's like heaven's not for everybody. And apparently, no one in Seattle is going to heaven with me. So that's pretty
cool. Wow. That's interesting.
I met all kinds of hippies when I was in Montana. That's interesting. I never knew. Hunter, the Parmesan cheese expert, says
Montana's like a big mountain town, right? Or a big mountain state. I don't know.
Yeah, kind of. It's like Wild West, weird shit. Like, everybody looks at me like I'm weird there. I don't know. I never, they all look at me like I'm a fucking, like, monster or something. I don't know. It's weird doing it.
You probably go there and they'd be like, you're not from around here, are you?
That's what I got a lot of that.
You do a lot of, are you traveling a lot, doing shows all over the country? Is that what you're doing, like, the next few months? What's your plan?
I did last year. I got tired of traveling. I got burnt out on it. I didn't get enough sleep. And, like, to be honest, they don't deserve my comedy anymore. So I'm just doing, I'm just doing podcasts from now on.
You're like, that's beneath me.
No. It's not beneath me. It's just the audience doesn't deserve me, you know? It's just that it's their fault, not mine. I really just want to be in Missouri. And if you're here, deliver me Taco Bell, please. I'm getting hungry again. You know where I'm at. You're one of the, we have hundreds of people watching cross platform right now. So if you have any comments or questions for Voss's show, any tech questions for Voss, any porn questions for Nikki, or any questions, I'll ignore it to me. Rumble, we're killing it right now. We're featured live on Rumble. We got like almost 200 people there. We got about 200 people on YouTube, a couple of 100 people on Facebook.
Nice. So, stop, people.
If you have any questions that aren't Missouri related, I'll answer them.
You can answer Arizona, California questions. Indiana, too, if you need to know.
Boss, you look like me if I got my shit together and got a haircut. You know, you look like me if I was employed. Yeah, if I like, got a job and like, and like groomed myself. That's how I look. I look like Voss if I took basic care of myself at all. And if I had a chair, bro, I don't even have a chair. I'm sitting on.
I'm literally sitting on the floor in my room right now.
You want me to ruin the illusion? You want me to ruin the illusion of where I'm at? Hang on, I'll show you.
Yeah, do it.
we're ruining the illusion. Don't believe everything you see on the internet. It's all fake. I'm actually in front of a green screen. That's on a bus. That's like the entire illusion's gone. Don't believe everything you see on the internet. I just put a studio as the background. I'm like, look at my studio.
Like, welcome to the Matrix, bitch.
Are we in the studio right now?
Yeah, I'm just sitting on the floor.
I'm on the back of the bus on Rosa Parks right now. What about you, Voss? Where are you at? Going to show it? What's your studio like, homie? What do you got?
I'm just in a spare bedroom in my house that I use as an office, and I got to decorate this thing. I just have a regular wall.
Yeah, yeah.
Are you trying to flex on me? You're
trying to flex
on
me? Just have a full wall. You and your fucking walls, Voss.
And I got a window. Shit. I got a window in here, and that's
it. And a window.
Whoa, from the window to the wall. You have a
MTV Cribs? What the fuck?
Are you on a phone right now, Voss? Are you on a phone right now?
No, I'm sitting at my desk and it's sitting on the monitor, the camera.
Oh damn. Can you tour your house right now with your camera?
No, it's hooked up to my computer.
Excuses.
I got a pool and then it's got like they built like a concrete table. And like a bench inside of there, so you can just sit in there in the water and drink. It's fucking awesome. That's why I bought just because of that. I didn't give a fuck about anything else. I was like, I need to be able to sit in the pool right now. I can't. It's hooked up to my computer. My kids are in the other room. My wife.
Downvote. Hey, Nikki, let's get a tour of your place. Are you on your phone right now? Let's see what you got.
Yeah. Okay. Let's see. I'm in. My room is a little messy, so I just moved in and I have no dresser to put any of my clothes. Sure, so mom. I've been living out of like just boxes. So these are all my clothes in a bunch of fucking boxes. Okay.
You have a lot of clothes.
Oh, too many clothes. Okay.
Downvote.
The living room with the kitchen.
That's a dope place. Okay.
Here's my sister.
Hi, sister.
There's my TV. I just moved my fucking bed out here temporarily because I don't even have a couch yet. So, and I got like a computer desk over there. I got fucking a washer and dryer.
What's your address? Yeah, dude.
It's 5954. Go fuck yourself.
Hey, that's offensive. That's offensive to people. People are offended.
I can't help that. Sorry.
Hey, boss, you should switch over to your cell phone and give us a tour of your place now.
No, man, my wife's going to kill me.
She's like, no.
If she does tape it, we're killing it right now.
Fuck, what are you guys live? Fuck, get out of here.
Yeah, my wife leaves whenever I do a podcast. She doesn't want to even listen to it. She went to the gym. She's doing the hot tub thing right now. She's like, yeah, she's
nice. Love that.
She's yep. like, I don't. She's like, I don't support my husband's dreams at all. I'm gonna go. Sit down. I'm just joking. Wait, What'd you say?
Me?
No, I can't hear bosses. Like,
oh yeah, it keeps cutting out. Dude.
Oh yeah, dude.
That sucks.
Hard out here for a pin.
Yes. What else we got out here? We got I met all kinds of hippies. Oh, we already did that comment. I forgot. We already did that one. We already addressed that. You know, Montana's weird though. What are some other states? I did like the Badlands though. The Badlands are in South Dakota. That was cool. We drove like a bus through them. That was pretty cool. I saw like some buffalo and shit. I wanted to fight a buffalo, but I didn't do it. You know.
The Badlands.
What have you been to every state?
Every state but Maine and Alaska and New Mexico so far.
Okay. Nice.
Yeah.
Alaska's
pretty cool, but depends, you know, time of the year, and that can get a little crazy with the weather. But
yeah, dude. I'll have to check it out at some point so I can have something to complain about it, you know. But
yeah,
Maine and Alaska both seem too cold. I'm just like, fuck that. Like, you know, I mean, it's like that's how I feel so far. But I would check it out eventually, you know. I thought Hawaii would be cool. I was kind of let down about Hawaii, you know. Well, like the cool part about Hawaii though is when I got off the plane, I got my rental car, and like they're playing my ad the whole time on the radio there, which was awesome. I just heard my comedy clips the whole time. And I'm like, man, radio gets it here, you know. I'm like, great radio here. And like, but then I like the first 3 days, you're like in like you're like, wow, Hawaii's awesome. I should live here. And then the fourth day, you're like, I never want to come back. Like, you know what I mean? It's
living on the moon, man. I mean, you're coming stuck from there. You know, I'm sure after a while, even if you live there for a few months, you probably get a little stir crazy. Be like, fuck, I got to get back to the mainland.
Yeah.
Alaska, you should do, man. It's pretty cool. Like, I worked up there when I was in oil and gas for a little bit, and it's the weather, it's pretty extreme. It's pretty extreme, but it's like weird. Like I went, the first time I went was in, I think it was like early May, and it was still snow on the ground. It was snowing, and but the sun doesn't set till like, when I was there that weekend, it was like at 11 p.m. So you like come out of the bars at like 11 o'clock to go to another bar, and it's like still sunlight outside. It was fucking weird.
Oh yeah, summertime.
Yeah, and then like 2 a.m. The sun was already like coming up again, so it was like it's a weird place. It's pretty cool, like the nature and that though. It's a cool place to go see, that's for sure. But it's just the weather is definitely it's fucking extreme, man, up there for sure.
We gotta bar hop sometime, man. You seem like you'd be a fun guy to bar hop with.
Yeah, man. Let's do like if you come to Arizona, we'll definitely do it. But I'll next time you're out somewhere, fucking let me know. I'll meet you out somewhere. We'll go.
I'll park around. My bus on your lawn and we'll go bar hopping.
Yeah, I actually have I got an RV gate so I could probably fit your bus in my house and then we could just go. We got those autonomous cars. We could just get one of those autonomous cars. We'll sit in the back with no driver and they'll just take us to the bars.
Fuck yeah.
They even outsourced drinking and driving. That's crazy, you know? They even outsourced
it. For real. I went with my brother a few months ago. We took one of them. The main company out here is called Waymo. And we got fucked up, got in it, and it's just you're in the back seat. There's nobody driving the fucking car, dude. It's just really, really weird. Really weird. And you're just like, holy shit, man. And it's wild. It shows you like what the car sees because it has all the radar and all that stuff on there. So it's got like the screen. And you can see like it shows every car is like a little square. And you can see the map. It's in 3D, and you can see everything that it sees. So it's got a really good view of everything, but it's really fucking weird being in there with no driver. It's pretty wild, but
no, I imagine, man. Like that's I heard Phoenix was doing. I heard your area was doing that a couple years ago. I didn't know they perfected it. I knew they're test marketing it. That's awesome.
Yeah, that Waymo. I want to say it's been like 5 years at least that they've been testing this out. in the market. They've got a couple others now that are coming in, but that one is the one that I've seen the most, and I still see the most driving around. But I know it's been around for a while, and it's just an app like Uber, and you just tell it to come get you. It stops somewhere close, then you walk up to the door with your phone, and it unlocks the door, lets you in, and then it takes you where you set the destination. It's like an Uber, just with no driver, which is really fucking
cool. That's wild. Like
they fixed the only problem of Uber, the driver. That's awesome.
I know.
For real. No, seriously, though.
You know how many fake conversations I had to be in this weekend? Oh, my God. I just in Florida, I'm just like, everybody just trying to talk to me. I'm just like, I don't care. I just want to go to Florida.
Just wear headphones. Yeah. Even if you're not listening to music, then they can't.
I got to be polite still. I'm polite to their face, and I shit talk them on this podcast. That's how it's politeness. I'm like, yeah, totally. I love everything you love. That's great. Yeah, no, I just mirror them the whole time.
I love everything you love. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. I love your parents too. They're awesome. Yeah, that's cool. And then like, I love talking to people in the backseat of the car too. And while they're trying to fucking stare at their phone, I love it, dude. And then I just make fun of them on the podcast, you know, like, so that's what you do.
Yeah, you have to. You got to have that release. No, man, I hear that. Everybody's bitching. Like, I run into it too. Everybody's like, dude, fucking, I had to take an Uber. The guy was talking to me the whole time. I just want to be left the fuck alone. Nobody's like, they don't want to be rude and say, hey, man, just drive the fucking car and get me there.
Right.
So I can say Waymo. Yeah, just fucking get me there. All right, I got shit to do.
I'm trying to keep my five stars, bro. So I'm nice to him, you know. I'm trying to keep those five stars up, you know. I'm trying to keep my social credit score on Lyft up, you know.
That's what it is, right? And they're not gonna pick you up if they're like, man, this guy's a shit talker. He's a fucking dick. This guy's a fucking dick. Yeah. Don't pick him up. You don't want that. So I'm just
on a podcast. I actually like him. I was just messing around. But I know I think I even like the guy. I even like the guy I was disagreeing with. Like a liberal drove me home from the airport, and I was just like, or the Metrolink stop. I rode the Metrolink to a place, and I got tired of traveling on the Metrolink and got a Lyft. But it was like so I basically did that, and like he was like a liberal, like talking about like how much he loves killing babies or something, and I was just like I was debating him the whole time. I was like just debating him the whole time, and I was like we became friends there. I mean he's allowed to be wrong in America, you know, it's fine. I mean it's no big deal. You're allowed to have flawed opinions and be wrong and have but it's like and I told him that he told me he voted against me for Congress, and I made friends with him even. So. I go, I was Republican nominee against Cori Bush. He goes, I voted against you, and I'm like, well, thank you. I appreciate your honesty, you know.
Yeah, that's so funny. Are you gonna run again?
I don't know. I don't want to get assassinated. If I get really depressed, I might run again for the suicide attempt. But it's like, but no. I mean, I just don't feel. I feel like St. Louis doesn't deserve me being their congressman. And to be honest, I just feel like I want to drop the bridges and push St. Louis into the river. And we should just start. The rest of Missouri can thrive. You know, that's where I'm at right now. I ran in 2020 when they're shutting down all the businesses, and I'm like, shut the fuck up. Give me that law pen. That's when I tried to run. And they don't really need me, to be honest. All jokes aside, that was a joke. But aside, they don't really need me, basically. I think that, like, they have an illiterate person doing it, and they made the right choice. You know, they've got a complete moron with a room temperature IQ running it right now, and that's perfectly fine. And everyone went to the county, man. Everybody went to my hometown instead, and everybody's out in O'Fallon and where I'm from and stuff instead. So it basically – all the smart people and people that have money left St. Louis City. And why is my bus shaking? What the fuck? It's like a storm or something. That's weird. Sorry. When you live in a bus, you're
small way.
Your bus, apparently. Yeah.
No shit. That's fucking crazy that you ran. That's awesome. I mean, dude, you dodged a bullet, man. I'll tell you what. Just being anything high up in politics is a fucking pain in the ass. That bureaucracy would have drove you crazy. I guarantee it. You would have lost your shit like 50 times a day and just been screaming at people.
I think they would have. That's how they would have responded to me. I think I would just would have fucked with everybody, to be honest. I just would have done the right thing. I just would have done whatever my people wanted me to do. That's what I did when I ran. They're like, "What's your platform?" I'm like, "Well, I'm actually a representative. I'm not actually in charge of anything. So you're supposed to tell me what I'm supposed to do because I represent you." And they're all like, "What? I have freedom?" Like, you know, they didn't even understand the concept. I mean, they forgot they're free men and stuff, and like women and stuff, and like. They just try to call me names, like racist. That's what everybody tries to do. They're just like, you're racist. I'm like, that's so dumb. It's honestly the most offensive part about being called racist is to think I care about fucking skin color. It's like the dumbest fucking thing ever. It's like I judge people on a million other things, like if they're intelligent or not, if they fucking have of like eat good food. And I judge people in a lot of ways, but race is the most boring way to judge somebody.
Yeah, no, they just try to smear you. It's all fucking bullshit.
I wish I was really racist because that would have been the best press ever. You know, it would have been like you're racist. I'm like, I know. Thank you. You're right. You're right. Thank you. Literally, literally. And even the Republican Party here sucked, bro. The St. Louis Republican Party went against me too. I mean, some guy was like trying to be like, well, like, do you know the population of your district? I'm like, yes, I do. Next question. And they're like, and then he's like, and then he goes to somebody else and comes back to him. He goes, what's the population of your district? I'm like 700,000. He's like, it's 730,000. I'm like, well, I'm glad that worked out the same way you practiced in front of your mirror to humiliate me in front of my peers. And then he just keeps talking. I go, shut up and sit the fuck down. And he did. He just sat down like a bitch. And then he turned like 300 voters against me, and I still had more voters than the last Republican, like by 20,000.
No shit.
Shout out to the internet for fucking those 20,000 extra voters. But to be honest, man, the Republican Party is fucking retarded too. I basically just only swooped because it was the easiest part of the school. I don't believe in anything anymore as far as that goes. I believe in God, I believe in my country, and I believe in myself and my family and stuff. But I mean, outside of that, Man, 9/11 to now, it's been such a drag, dude. It's been such a fucking drag. Like, George Bush really ruined this, you know? When he bombed the Twin Towers.
He was just another puppet. That guy was a fucking idiot, too.
You guys are right. Both parties are both fucked up, dude.
They're just both corrupt in different ways.
Yeah, they're all corrupt.
You know? Like, can't really trust either side at this point. It's like, how can you really even decipher what's true and what's not?
Yeah.
So then how can you even make an opinion, real opinion, if you don't know the truth?
Your soul tells you. Your soul tells you things are authentic and real. Like like Rumble. Rumble's authentic and real with the 300 people watching that right now just on Rumble. Shout out to Nick for featuring this. But no, dude, I'm very happy right now. I'm in a good place. I think America's coming back. I think we're back. I think he's doing some great things. I think and George W. Bush is like the original Joe Biden, wasn't he? Like that guy was so fucking stupid, man.
Exactly. Really though.
When he talked, I'm like, this is as dumb as America will ever look. And then now we have Biden. I'm like, oh fuck, it got worse.
Spoke too soon. Yeah. You jinxed it.
I think we should select a cat at this point. Like a cat would be way more entertaining as president. Like they're like, hey sir, what do you think about the global warming, sir? He's like, meow. You know, just be like, that would fucking rule, and it wouldn't annoy me. You know, like
stop evading the answer.
Yep.
Like Secret Service just has that guy on life support. Apparently, man. Like I don't even understand what's going on, man. It's like this is the worst takeover of the world I've ever seen in my life. It's most boring.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah, it is. It's like at least Alexander the Great burned shit when he was doing it. You know, like Alexander the Great like burned a bunch of shit down and he took it over and then rebuilt it. Like we're just like. This is so boring, dude. It's like you took over the world so I can have expensive groceries. Like, what the fuck? You know what I mean? This sucks.
Yeah, I don't know. It's like every day is just depressing watching all the bullshit they're talking about. Like, these motherfuckers are trying to get into a war. We're like heading for World War III, bro. It's so crazy. These fucking people are just, I don't know. They're insane. They're fucking insane. But it's both parties are just they love war, man. That's where they make a shit ton of money.
Yeah.
God knows how much money they fucking made through pumping money through Ukraine.
And where is it going? That's really what I'm curious about.
Like, yeah, it's just crazy corruption.
Basic issues here, but like, we're giving millions and trillions of dollars to people to some war we are not even a part of. Kind of blows my mind.
It sucks. We're always sending guys all over the place. We got bases everywhere. There's all these kids going around fucking getting shot.
We're not even taking care of the veterans that fought in the last war.
Oh. Yeah, it's fucked up.
Like they all have PTSD and fucking like brain damage and they're just fucked. Like, that's so sad. Like,
of course they do. It's a fucking crazy stressful environment.
Did you guys hear that they're trying to put Ukraine in NATO now? That's gonna like bait the world war. I mean, even further. It's just like annoying.
Oh,
it's
wow.
Like, yeah, the NATO's trying to put Ukraine in NATO.
Yeah, I saw that.
I'm like, fuck Ukraine, bro. Like, fuck Ukraine. Cut the ties. Get the fuck out of here. Take care of yourself, you fucking peasant. You're your own country, bro. Take care of yourself. Fight Putin yourself, you fucking retards. You know, that's how I feel. It's like I got nothing to do with that shit. I got nothing to do with that shit. Ukraine, you mean, I want nothing to do with that. Like, Iran and Israel can fucking kill themselves. Like, you Russia and Ukraine kill themselves. I don't give a fuck. I'm watching Rick and Morty, you know? That's how I feel. Like,
cartoon ever, dude. Rick and Morty.
It is.
It's shit. Great fucking cartoon. Great segue from fucking World War III to fucking Rick and Morty. I love that. That was awesome. Dude,
Rick and Morty got me into quantum physics enough to realize it's fake. Like, it kind of pissed me off. And I was like looking into like the Einstein Rosenberg-Podolsky bridge about like how you can cross over to parallel dimensions, and I realized it's fucking fake and it pissed me off. And I was looking like string theory and M theory and all this shit. I'm like string theory is just like a way. I mean, excuse me. What the fuck happened to my internet?
Oh, you're frozen.
My internet fucked up. Hang on.
Like the face here frozen, and you're like, oh.
He's completely gone.
Oh, he'll be back. I think he's just resetting it.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, I guess that's what happens when you're shooting from a bus. Anything can go down.
I think the government's trying to fucking bring us down, bro.
No, it's because he lives in Missouri and there's probably a tornado or something coming through.
His house is about to fucking fly away, bro. He's like, what, the whole house is moving. You good, bro? Yeah. Fuck.
Hey, are you close to downtown LA? Where are you at? Like, in proximity?
I just recently moved from Pasadena to Hollywood.
Oh, no shit. Yeah, I used to live in Pasadena. Pasadena was
awesome. Really?
I used to live in Old Town Pasadena. It was
Oh my god. I live right by I live right by Zane Cow Chicken, right next to the PCC College.
Okay. Yeah,
it's just like west Colorado and Allen.
Yeah. Okay. I was off of Colorado and Mango Street, over by the what is that, the not the Capitol building, whatever, the City Hall.
Okay. Building. Yeah. I know what you're talking about. Yeah, my whole family's from Pasadena. So, like, even my grandfather went to high school in Pasadena. So I'm like generations of, yeah. But I mean, I lived on and off in Hollywood for about 10 years. And then during COVID, I moved back to Pasadena. And then I've recently decided to come back because all my work and everything is like out here, comedy. There's more comedy clubs and just, you know, stuff that I want to do is a lot closer. And I don't have a car, so, or a bus. I'm just kidding.
Yeah, you're in the right spot for that, for sure. Yeah, you don't have all that. Yeah. Hey, I promise we weren't talking shit about Missouri while you were gone.
now I think you are, bro. Now I think you were. We were
Jamie, the whole time.
Jamie's right. I have Starlink. That's what happened. I'm in a Starlink. Oh. It's Starlink, bro. It sucks. Oh, dude, we got PayPal, bro. We got my PayPal. So can you?
Oh my god.
That seems real, doc. All right. We're like,
holy shit, that's
hilarious.
Well, if that's really your PayPal, send Mark Zuckerberg a letter, ask him to send you some money. And,
oh my god! Hey, I'm gonna log off soon. By the way,
wait till I left to talk shit about Missouri. What? Well, you didn't do it while I was here, you know.
Anthony,
do what?
I have to log off soon. I said, I have to log off soon. So I got really stoned and I literally left my purse at a restaurant. So I have to go back before they close to pick it up.
We should probably do that.
Yeah. Okay. Well, then I guess I'll say bye. Everybody watching, please follow my social media. It was such a pleasure talking to you, Voss. And as always, Anthony, thank you. Yeah. Bye.
Right, get that purse.
Okay.
Yo. Dude, we have a bunch of people watching still. Right. You gotta get some sleep, bro. You're more than welcome to. I mean, but if not, we got people watching still. I don't give a fuck either way.
I can give my kid to go to bed now so they can get up for school tomorrow. So
yeah, you look tired as fuck. That's why I was giving you the out.
Yeah.
I was like, you look tired.
I had a long day. Yeah, we've been dealing with a lot of stuff. We've been working with a large client. It's been a mess for like 2 weeks, but man, I appreciate you having me on the show. It was great. Enjoyed it. Yeah, let's get together when you come out this way or whatever, even out west, man. I'll fucking meet up with you somewhere.
Yeah, we'll drink some beers, homie. Like, I appreciate it. And if you're watching this, if you're one of the hundreds of people watching on Rumble or the hundreds of people watching on YouTube or Facebook, whatever's going on, whatever platform you watch this on, if you're listening to this later even, check out Voss's show, Talk Nerded Me. It's on Rumble. Doing great numbers, doing great work, honestly. Very interesting, very very, very intelligent stuff. I mean, so if you may not want to watch it if you're a dumbass, but if you're not a dumbass, you may want to check it out and like learn some stuff, even though still, I mean, we always learn. So, I mean, I appreciate you taking the time to go backwards in your career and be here. I appreciate it. Thanks for being on the cell phone show, and I hope you keep killing it, bro.
Appreciate it, man. I'm honored. It was awesome. Thanks a lot. I'll keep watching your show. And, yeah, like, I couldn't have said it better myself. Thanks for the plug. We'll see you next time, bro.
All right, bro. Thanks a lot. Yeah, we'll have you back on when there's a cool issue in technology or something like that you want to talk about. We'll get back on.
We'll do for sure. All right,
bro. Take care. Have a good night, man. I am. If you're one of the people watching, thank you for taking time out of your Tuesday to watch this. I appreciate you as always. Saw a lot of familiar names in the comments, obviously. Thank you for watching. Like, and I hope each and every one of your dreams happen also. I hope that just have a great night. And check back later this week. We got tomorrow night, we have a lady talking to her mom after she passed away. And then we have some of the Kansas City Chiefs on Thursday. So, and then who knows what we're doing next week. I'll announce that later. But no, I'd like to thank Nikki and Voss for making the show watchable. And I'd like to thank everybody for watching this and the sponsors, Luxurious Bastard. Thank you all, and have a great night. Bye.